Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Locke. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bobby Locke. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Burnside. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Pete Burnside. And now, play ball. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Burnside. Aspromonte moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Keen reaches second base with a double. Francona goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Phil Regan now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keen moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keen scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Power moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Yost reaches second base with a double. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to third. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Yost scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aspromonte bunts towards the mound. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Romano moves to third. Locke moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Francona reaches second base with a double. Romano scores. Locke scores. Aspromonte goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Foyles and he is out, Yost applying the tag. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Sandy Amaras pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaras strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to third. Foyles moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Foyles scores. Veal moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Spencer now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and tags Phillips, for the out. Romano moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Aspromonte fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Francona reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Veal strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Locke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Romano hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Locke moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Bowling moves to second. It's 8-4, Indians. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Foyles reaches second base with a double. Bowling scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for George Spencer. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foyles scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Don Newcomb now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontii fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keane. Cash reaches second base with a double. Veal moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Veal scores. Cash scores. It's Indians, 8, Tigers, 8. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 8. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 8. The Indians will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Frank Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Aspromontii takes first base on ball 4. Funk moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Funk moves to third. 2 outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Veal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 8. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Held hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sisler, and towards Virgil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 8. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Aspromonte hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-8, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Funk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.